Welcome to the Kaizen Creativity Podcast, where we apply the philosophy of continual improvement to our creativity. Each episode takes a scientific principle from creativity and innovation research, and it translates it into practical advice for your creativity. For more, you can visit us at jaredvoley.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Kaizen Creativity Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the three components of awesome creativity. So there's a lot of ways to talk about what makes really creative people so creative. We've already talked about the Jenna Plourde model, which is what's called a stage model. It's A leads to B, leads to C, leads to D. So it's each step by step of the process. Today, we're going to talk about a componential model of creativity, which means that just a component. What components go into great creativity? So what we're going to talk about today comes from research done by Teresa Amable in 1990. So according to this creativity theory, there's three main components that go into great creativity. So the first core component of great creativity is what's called domain-specific knowledge. We've already talked a little bit about how domain-specific knowledge works in the episode on Henry Ford. So if you recall that episode, we said that Henry Ford, he was not smart in an academic or what we generally consider a smart way, but he had so much knowledge about how mechanics work, how engines work. He was the best in the world at the time. If you had an engine problem, you needed to go to him. So that is domain-specific knowledge. We don't care what general knowledge you have. We only care, are you the best at this specific thing? Part two of great creativity has to do with how you use that knowledge. And that's what we call creativity-relevant skills. So creativity-relevant skills really deals with how we go about creating our ideas. So it means being able to shift our perspective. It means trying new things. It means going through the creative process, like how good are you at getting feedback and using feedback? How good are you at divergent thinking and actually thinking up a wide variety of ideas instead of thinking of maybe you think of 10 ideas, but all 10 of those ideas are pretty similar to each other. So if one idea fails, it's pretty much guaranteed that all the other ones are going to fail too. So that is creativity-relevant skills. And I love the idea that skills here, not creativity-relevant knowledge. It doesn't matter if you know what the creative process is or how many facts you know about it. The only thing that really matters here is your skills. It's your ability to take that knowledge and apply it in interesting and unique ways. So the first component of great creativity is having knowledge. This is having a lot of idea building blocks that you can use. The second component is the ability to take those building blocks and combine them in interesting and useful ways. And the third component is the desire to do so. It is what's called task motivation. And I love the inclusion of the word task here. So generally, when we're talking about motivation, we usually look at people and we say, that is a really highly motivated person. And we treat motivation as if it is this character trait that is completely stagnant. It's always the same. That's the wrong way to look at it because motivation is highly task specific. Your motivation goes up and down throughout the day. And it also changes when you are changing what you're doing inside of a project. So for example, maybe you are really comfortable with elaborating on your ideas or taking something you have and just building upon that. But maybe you're not comfortable with implementing that idea or maybe accepting feedback on the idea. So naturally, you would be highly motivated to stay in your comfort zone, which would feel really productive because you're still creating stuff, but you are not motivated to do what would arguably be the most beneficial thing for you, which is the thing that makes you feel more uncomfortable. The longer you spend hammering away at the same strategy, the more important it generally becomes for you to abandon that strategy and try something new. Because if that strategy was going to get you to where you wanted to go, then it probably would have already done it by now. So that's task motivation. It's how motivated are you to do whatever is directly in front of you? So we put all three of these ideas together. Domain-specific knowledge, where we have a lot of components to work with or a lot of ideas to work with. We have creativity-relevant skills, which is your ability to manipulate those ideas and combine those ideas in interesting ways. And then we have task motivation, which is your ability to, in this specific moment, to take action on it, right? Not your general motivation, but your ability to take whatever the next step is. Those three components come together to create amazing creativity. So how do we use competential theory to improve our creativity? For me, what I like to do is every once in a while, you don't have to do this very often, but every once in a while, take a step back and reflect on where you are in your career. So think about where you are right now versus where you expected yourself to be. And when you do that, don't do it in a way to beat yourself up. This is only being used as a learning tool, right? There's a difference between observing something and reacting to it. So we want to observe that we're not where we thought we were going to be, but we don't want to react emotionally to it. So think about where you thought you were going to be, and then look back at this competential theory. We have domain-specific knowledge, creativity-relevant skills, and task motivation. I think for most people, when we look at those three options, one of those is going to stand out to us. And we're going to say, like, that's really the area that I feel is holding me back right now. It's pretty easy to pinpoint a problem. If you're lacking domain-specific skills, then that's a very obvious problem and it's an obvious solution because all you have to do is jump into your industry and start learning as much as you can about it. Creativity-relevant skills and task motivation are a little more difficult because these are things that really depend on the situation. We can't simply improve our creativity-relevant skills because that's not one single thing. There's a lot of stuff going on under the hood there, and it all depends on what the project actually is at that moment. So for example, being really good at doing the opposite, using that strategy that we've already talked about before. You could be really good at that strategy, but there's going to be tons of times where that strategy is not actually going to be useful to you. So there's a couple different parts of this. There's figuring out what strategy would work the best given where you currently are, and there is the ability to actually effectively apply that strategy. So for these three components of creativity, I highly suggest you sit down, do maybe 15 to 30 minutes of self-reflection, and think about which of these three components of creativity would have the most benefit for you if you were to take action on them. If you were to change something about these three, which would you change and why? So hopefully this has been a useful episode for you. If it has, please consider going to iTunes and quickly rating this show and then leaving a review. So thank you so much for listening. And until next time, keep creating. Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can go to facebook.com/kaizencreativity. And that'll help you stay up to date on everything we're doing here. You can also email me directly at podcast@jaredvoley.com. Until next time, keep creating.